Part 8. Abide. Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you." John 15, verse 4. When a new graft is placed in a vine and it abides, there is a twofold process that takes place. The first is in the wood. The graft shoots its little roots and fibres down into the stem, and the stem grows up into the graft, and what has been called the structural union is effected. The graft abides and becomes one with the vine, and even though the vine were to die, it would still be one wood with it. Then there is the second process, in which the sap of the vine enters the new structure and uses it as a passage through which sap can flow up to show itself in young shoots and leaves and fruit. Here is the vital union. Into the graft which abides in the stock enters with sap to abide in it. When our Lord Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you," he points to something analogous to this. Abide in me, that refers more to that which we have to do. We have to trust and to obey, to detach ourselves from all else, to reach out after him, to cling to him, to sink ourselves into him. As we do this, through the grace that he gives us, a character is formed and a heart is prepared for the fuller experience, which is I in you. God strengthens us with might by the Spirit in the inner man, and Christ dwells in the heart by faith. Many believers pray and long very earnestly for the filling of the Spirit and the indwelling of Christ, and they wonder that they do not make more progress. The reason is often this, that the I in you cannot. It cannot come because the abide in me is not maintained. There is one body and one spirit. Before the spirit can fill, there must be a body prepared. The graft must have grown into the stem and be abiding in it before the sap can flow through and bring forth fruit. It is as in lowly obedience we follow Christ, even in external things, denying ourselves, forsaking the world, and even in the body to seek to be conformable to him. And as we thus seek to abide in him, that we shall be able to receive and enjoy the I in you. The work enjoined on us, abide in me, will prepare us for the work undertaken by him, I in you. Oh, that little word, in. The two parts of the injunction have their unity in that central, deep meaning of that little word, in. There is no deeper word in Scripture. God dwells in Christ, and Christ lives in God, and we are in Christ. Christ is in us. Our life is taken up into his. His life received into ours. In a divine reality that words cannot express, we are in him, and he in us. And the words "abide in me and I in you" just tell us to believe this divine mystery and to count upon our God, the husbandman, and Christ, the vine, to make it divinely true. No thinking or teaching or praying can grasp it. It's a divine mystery of love. As little as we can effect the union, can we understand it? Let us look upon this infinite, divine, omnipotent vine loving us and holding us and working in us. Let us, in the faith of his working, abide and rest in him, ever turning heart and hope to him and him alone. And let us count upon him to fulfill in us the mystery of you in me and I in you. O loving Father, you have told me to abide in you. O Lord, how can I? O Lord, that I may know you, that you would show me, that I would know and recognize that you are waiting to receive and to welcome and to keep me in you. I pray, Lord, show me how you, as the lovely heavenly vine, will do this in my life. Lord, that I may truly abide in you. Lord, here I am. Take me. Take me as I am, Lord, and abide in me. That through me, your love, your life, your grace may flow and bring forth much fruit.